verse number 10 of the 49th surah of the Holy Quran, Suratul Hujarat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us and commands us of a topic that is relevant to all of us today. And that topic is about brotherhood and creating reconciliation and bonds between our fellow brothers. The verse goes like this: إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, the believers are but brothers, so make peace between your brother. Have fear and taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will receive His mercy. Now, if we examine the verse, it begins by saying innama, which in the Arabic language means only or just. So that it means that the believers, they are just, they are only brothers. Even if you are related by blood relations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that once you have a brother in faith that shares the same belief as you, he is your brother. Brotherhood here in this verse, it shows us that no matter what your race is, what background you come from, that someone with the same beliefs as you is your brother. If we look at history, we see that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, when he entered Medina, he told the Muslims there that each one of them has to make a peace agreement or a brotherhood agreement with another Muslim. And he himself, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, he made this brotherhood agreement with Imam Ali alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that even if you have differences or disagreements between your brother, فَأَصْلَحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ, to resolve these differences, and do not leave these differences to linger so that hatred and anger may develop in your heart towards your fellow brother. The Holy Prophet making this brotherhood contract with Imam Ali alayhi salam is a sunnah and something for us to follow. Here we see that we ourselves must also make that brotherhood agreement with our fellow brothers. There's a hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, the brothers are like two hands. They complement each other. They hide the faults of each other, and they purify each other. If we look at the book, The Treatise of Rights, or Risalatul Hukuk, which is written by our fourth Imam, Imam Ali Zainul Abidin, it says, the right of your brother is that you should know that he is your hand that you extend, and your back to whom you seek refuge, and your power upon whom you rely, and your might with which you compete. Take him not as a weapon with which to disobey Allah, nor as a means with which to violate Allah's rights. And do not neglect to help him against his own self and support him against his enemy, and intervene between him and his devils, and give him good counsel, and associate with him for Allah's sake. Then, if he obeys his Lord and is responsible towards him properly, it is fine. Else, Allah should be more preferable and more honorable to you than he is. Narrated by the Holy Prophet are also rights of a brother to another brother, where the Holy Prophet says that you must forgive the lapses of your fellow brother, forgive his mistakes, accept his gifts, reply to his salam. When he dies, attend his janazah, accept his apologies, and believe in his promises. These are a few of the rights stated by the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in relation to the rights between brothers. Now the verse ends where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Have fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek taqwa, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you may receive His mercy. Now we see here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to fear Him and have taqwa, which means that if we don't observe the rights of our brothers, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come down upon us. And we must have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la'allakum, so that, paving the way for us to receive His mercy and His blessings. And remember, keep reading the signs of Allah wherever you are.
Wherever you are.